Number 12, we're still in the A shape, and this is a relatively easy one. Now, notice that we're only bending a half step. And there's the blue note. We talked about that in a previous session. The blue note is like this mysterious place between the minor third and the major third. When you bend that minor third on fret 4, up a little bit, you get to the major third, so it's neither one. So yeah, but you choke it off once you get... That's nice, because... Gives it a little bluesy flavor. Now, if you're in C minor, you might not want to do that. But if it's C7, you know, give me a C9, if you would. Fits right in. But if it's C minor, do a C minor. That's okay. Like, now that's bending it out of key a little bit. Okay? So let's hear that one again. I'll play the C9, you guys play the lick. Good, and be careful not to let any of the note come back down. Like a lot of students will go... And that just sounds weird, like choke it off at its highest peak. As far as how to... You could do it with the opposite hand, the picking hand. Which is probably what I do. Yeah, I do it with the opposite hand. Cool. That one's fairly easy though. We'll move on to number 13.